we are told to push away those feelings, you know, to bury them away, to bypass them. And it's kind of, it not only shifts our biology, like in the sense of shifting our nervous system, and then that's what shifts our biochemistry, but there's a lot going on energetically, like spiritually. It's like denying a part of yourself as you are disowning the feeling or emotion, because it's a part of you, it's your creation. So, and there is no good and bad, actually, in, when you go to see in a more universal language. So simply because the reality or event which is perceived as negative, which has resulted in those feelings and emotions, it had occurred in our life at the moment for some reason, right? For some reason we don't know immediately, but you can be sure that it is for some reason, that you will be able to learn something from it. It is going to be able to show you a piece of yourself that you were not aware of. And that's why we need to own and accept those feelings before we let them go. It's there for a reason and it carries a message. And don't worry, if it doesn't make sense to you right now, given your situation, that's okay. Just experience the session today and you'll know with time. Maybe right away or maybe later, as per its own divine timing. So trust in yourself and the universe, for you are divine essence. We all are, for we are one. So unpleasant emotions and feelings, we need to decode it before we discard it. And that's exactly what we are going to do today. And as we will do so today, you will initiate the process of revealing a piece of yourself. And this is part of spiritual growth as well. And as you allow yourself to do so, it'll transmute and evolve into what it needs to evolve into. And what is it that it needs to evolve into? Well, through growth and mastery. Of what? A realization that you no longer need to react to the situation of your life, but you can respond to the situation of your life. And those are two different things. Simply, reactions are negative and responses are positive. Responding means ultimately when you allow your feelings to be there for whatever they are. And when they are there, you're learning to live in the now, and hence you're not in denial. Because denial fragments us and creates the idea of searching for something or chasing something in the future while regretting the past. So we are either living in the past or the future, never in the present. So most of our reactions come out of a place of fear or avoidance, right? We need to live in the now. We need to be in the now. Your present place is your point of power. Stay in the present. Stay in the feeling. And let it be what it needs to be. When we stay present with our feelings, we cultivate the ability to respond to life's challenges with clarity and wisdom, rather than reacting from a place of fear of avoidance. So being in the moment, you will start to respond to the situation in your life by not automatically feeding a negative meaning to it that we actually have all been taught to do. So once we understand that emotions and feelings are representations, we will have an evolved perspective that situations as they occur do not fundamentally mean much on the surface. Because when we don't understand the true meaning of situations, we end up playing the victim card. And as we are burrowing into the fear vibration, we give off this fear vibration. I am a victim. I am not worthy. I am not powerful. I am helpless. I am vulnerable to attack. Whatever it is. And these beliefs attract us into situations that will reflect in our uncertain times. And then we wonder what happened. These are the kinds and qualities of belief that we are unconsciously carrying around, which are shaping our thoughts and thus actions which we don't want. But why is this happening? Because we have buried our emotions, we have surpassed them, right? What we are giving off is what we find is reflected back to us. And we don't prefer that. None of us do, right? If it's negative, it doesn't serve us, not just on a personal level, but also on a humanity level. So let's change that. So embracing our emotions is not always easy. It requires courage, vulnerability, and willingness to dive into the depths of our inner world. And so I greatly appreciate all of you present here in this moment, and even future listeners and viewers, for taking this leap, this step. Seriously, just give yourself a pat on the back. Today, through this journey, you'll discover your true strength, your true power, and your true self. Please find a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, in a quiet, calm environment where you can be undisturbed. As you settle into the here and now, let your eyes close and your body relax. Notice the sounds around. It could be one or many, faint and in a distance, or near and noticeable. But regardless, we are going to have a relaxing effect on you, helping you go deeper. As you feel the rest of your body, the fabric touching your skin, the surface holding you, and what that contact feels like. Is the surface soft or hard? Becoming more aware of your body, you'll start to notice what's it like to be you right now. As you breathe, you'll notice cool air coming into your nose and warm air gently being exhaled out. Drop all sense of striving of needing to accomplish anything. Feel yourself coming into the moment, breathing smoothly and easily for the next 2 minutes. Stay aware of your body and the sensation of breathing. If you become distracted, just bring your awareness back to your breathing, relaxing even more with every breath, and then just feeling your breath. You can feel the air moving in and out through your nostrils, and you can feel the air causing your chest and tummy to rise and fall. If your back is making contact with something, you might notice that your back makes a little bit more contact with that every single inhale, and a little bit less contact with every single exhale. Take a deep and slow breath in through your nose and fully breathe out through your mouth, releasing any tension or stress that you might be carrying. Again, take a breath in and feel how your body sinks into this soothing relaxation with each exhale. Take a few moments to breathe consciously, fully, and slowly. Feel how each breath is shifting and subtly transforming the energy within your body as you go deeper. Let's do that one more time. Inhale through your nose, and as you exhale from your mouth, letting go. Letting go of the day that you've had so far. Letting go of that day ahead. Letting go of tomorrow and yesterday. And arriving here in the now. Feel your body becoming more relaxed, allowing any tension to melt away from your muscles. Now imagine a beautiful pyramid made of white light, having a strong but comfortable flow. Now place this beautiful white pyramid of light so that it completely encloses your body, even from the underneath, in a way wherein you are completely enclosed within the beautiful pyramid of white light. The white light is a very powerful force that can protect against anything, and it will remain around your body the entire time. You are completely safe, you are protected. Now focus on your body, mind and spirit, the three aspects of you. Using all three, weaken intention to access and release emotions that you need to release today and in the near future as you take responsibility to own your experiences. Let's proceed to open the door to the subconscious. literally make that an intention that you are opening the door to the subconscious. In fact, you can see a door, the handle or knob. Go ahead, reach out and open it. And as you open the door leading to the subconscious, bring an event or circumstance before you that has created an imbalance in your emotions, and see yourself in that setting now. Let the experience take place in your mind, and as you proceed to do so, allow your true feelings to be activated. Go to the most prominent feeling that comes up. As you recall this particular event or circumstance, allow yourself to have the feeling as you stay unconditionally present with it. Don't be afraid of it. Relax into it. Opening to the feeling can only help you experience it without acting it out or extending it into the world. Bringing the event before you simply means to recall it, to think about it, and to visualize it. See it as if it is happening now. See it as if it's a movie playing in front of you. Once you get that feeling, drop the movie and focus only on the feeling. Finding the true feeling that has been activated, and be honest with yourself. Adequate blame gets in the way of releasing feelings, so try to put aside any blame you may feel as best as you can. Let your emotions surface without judgment or analysis. Think of a situation that has been really making you angry or sad, or making you feel that negative emotion or emotions that has been stirring inside you. Or maybe it's someone, a person that has been making you feel that undesired emotion or emotions. If it's a situation, you can imagine being there, present, as it's happening. If it's a person, you can imagine the person sitting in front of you. And as you imagine those things, notice the response showing up in your body. Are you tightening your muscles? Has your breathing changed? Just observe. And as you're thinking about that person or situation, notice where that emotion is arising in your physical body. It could even be multiple places. So take a few moments to really tune into where those emotions are felt in your body. It could also be a place where you generally don't experience any physical pain or tightness. Draw your attention to those spots now. As you're still conjuring up those emotions, that of anger, betrayal or grief, whatever it may be, allow yourself to feel it completely. Notice what form your body wants to take, whether you want to clasp your hand or feeling tears starting to emerge. Whatever it is, let it happen. Experience it. Know that it's only for the duration of this processing that you're bringing up the feeling. It's a part of you that resists pain and painful feelings. Find that part, your inner resistance to the feelings, and replace the resistance with acceptance. Look inside and find your inner sense that wants to push the feeling away. Part of you that wants to just push it away. It's an action of the mind that judges, condemns, constricts, makes wrong, and closes you off from a part of yourself. Replace the resistance as best as you can with a sense of allowing the feeling. Know that it's okay to feel those emotions, no matter what it is. Relax into the feeling. Make a place for it. Notice how you open up yourself on the inside. Dropping resistance to the feeling and shifting into acceptance of it is a crucial element of this process of emotional healing. Negative feelings and emotions are also a vital part of life, and resistance only prevents the feeling from resolving itself. So accept the feeling. Remember, you're only accepting the feeling, not the associated circumstances. If you cannot sense the feeling in the body, don't worry. Just feel whatever is present for you without trying to shift or change anything. You might not be clear with what emotions you might be experiencing, and that's okay. Without taking much effort, simply allow here to be here and now. Just begin to notice what emotion is calling your attention the most right now. As you drop into a space of being an observer, really noticing how you're feeling right now. And you might already be feeling emotions bubbling to the surface. Know that it's normal to feel an emotional intensity when you come across stored emotions. If you feel like crying, let it out. It is absolutely okay to want to cry. If you feel the need to place your hands on your heart, do that. Simply stay with it for a short moment and observe. Simply be as much as you can. Or if not, breathing and noticing whatever it is that's rising within you. Whatever it is that you're feeling in this moment. And as you're noticing, as you're feeling, as you're turning your attention deep inside to whatever is your within this experience, ask yourself, has this emotion solved its purpose? Or is it necessary to hold on to it to learn something? To help you decide, you can visualize removing or shifting this emotion out of your body just for the time being, to experience what the absence of emotion feels like. Step back and detach. Look at it the way you do at things outside of you. Without any strong attachment, remain conscious of yourself, but being present with the feeling outside of you. Witnessing the feeling separate from you, but not being with it. Normally, we are enmeshed with our feelings and they overpower us and control us, often impelling us to do things we later regret. Training yourself to detach and witness feelings builds the capacity to remain calm and not be coerced by it. As you do this, it's going to involve and invoke a higher sense of peacefulness. And this makes it possible for you to be with those strong negative emotions without distress. Accept and experience while maintaining distance and detachment. The more that you witness the feeling, you begin to understand it, its origin. Remember to continue to breathe deeply as you process your emotions. Ask yourself, is your inner self trying to tell you something through those emotions? What message do these emotions carry for you? You faced what you faced and had those emotions. Is it because you were not valuing yourself? Or is there something you need to acknowledge or hear? What are those emotions, those feelings trying to tell you? As you ask yourself these questions, allow any related thoughts or images or memories that come up mind that surface. As they arise, accept them without judgment. Let them be a part of your experience because they are here to help you gain insight. And as you sit with what is arising, you are just allowing, you are just observing. You are not following to where the emotion wants to take you. rather you are steadily and strongly being the observer. You might feel a shift within you as you start to realize that perhaps the emotion has served its purpose, and maybe that now it has no role to play within your subconscious. Observe that shift and the decision on what choice to make will come to you. If it hasn't yet, and the time is right, it will come to you. The answer might arise in the form of a thought or idea, or it might not arise right now at the moment. That's all right. You can rest here as long as you need, in a space of total receptivity, space of humble listening to your heart. A space for your needs. Of listening to your inner voice. And if you want someone to hear you, but you can't force them or make them listen to you or understand you, know that you can listen to yourself. Know that you are here for yourself. If you need someone to love you or care for you and they're not doing it, know that you can fulfill that need for yourself. Listen. Listen and offer, and be there for yourself. Offer your full support to yourself. By sitting with our emotions mindfully and without resisting them, as you allow and accept each emotion, no matter how difficult, it's a valuable opportunity to learn about yourself and to practice emotional processing. Remember that your emotions are not who you are. They are simply things you get to experience. And so let them visit, and then let them leave. Letting this emotional energy to move and flow and release. Now, as you bring your awareness to your heart, choose to forgive. If there was trauma or grief, losing a loved one, know that there is no death, that life continues beyond the physical. Your loved ones are still here around you. In truth and reality, there is no loss. We are all essence of the divine. We are all one. Just as clouds in the sky come and go, allow your emotions to do the same. Breathe in, and as you exhale, allow them to leave. There is no need to hold on to them. But yet, there is no need to push them away. Just observe them until they've had their fill, until they've served their purpose. Witness, and suddenly this emotion which has been deep inside of you has come out. It has played its role. Now it's separate and minimized. Feel it clearing away. Clearing from you and who you are. The emotion has been felt and its role has been performed. Now you can see those emotions leaving you out through your heart, out into the ether and fading away, losing its intensity, disappearing and dissolving into nothingness. Letting go of those deep emotional scars that have remained within. With every breath you draw in, imagine the feeling of calmness, a sense of tranquility, a sense of freedom, and with every exhale, you are releasing those undesired emotions. Feel that tension being lifted off and that stiffness disappearing with every exhale. And as you breathe in, affirm to yourself, I breathe in my divinity and my worthiness. And with each out breath, say to yourself, I release all guilt and shame. Repeat in your head after me, I release my anger. I release my sadness. I forgive. And repeat in your head to yourself, whatever it is that you are letting go of. Tell yourself, whatever you're letting go of, those emotions, those feelings, those undesired memories attached to them. As you breathe out, let it go, let it out, release those energies, release those emotions, and with every exhale, let go of whatever emotions that were holding you back. With every breath, you're feeling lighter and lighter, so relieved, as if a burden had been lifted off of you. As you feel the emotions being released, it feels like a fresh start, a new beginning. You know that life is going to feel just great from this point onwards. Now as you inhale, visualize a bluish, greenish ball of earth energy. How it's being drawn inside your body with every inhale, with every breath you're taking. Experience this energy as soothing, warm, nurturing, unconditionally loving, And as this ball of energy is entering your body, it's traveling all around, all over your body, absorbing all the negative energies and emotions and distress and whatever it is that has been resulting in the feeling of those undesired emotions. And as you exhale, it's leaving your body. Is being drawn back to the earth, where it is neutralized and dissolved. Take a few more cleansing breaths and allow a feeling of groundedness to develop as a sense of peace and tranquility begins to emerge within you, emanating deep from within your heart space. Allow this peaceful energy to expand with each breath. Imagine that you are inhaling peace and exhaling anything that's left behind, anything that you no longer need. Feel the peace enveloping your entire body, soothing every cell, every muscle, every fiber of your being, radiating love and acceptance. And as this light expands, let it envelop your entire body, filling you with love, with compassion and kindness for yourself and for others. Emotions are a natural part of being human. They are here to guide and teach us. As our session comes to a close, thank your emotions for their presence. Express gratitude to yourself for taking the time to connect with and process your emotions. Start winding down and get ready to come back to normal consciousness. Let any strong feelings that may be present pass away. Thank your subconscious for its cooperation. You will now see the door you had come in through. But before you walk out through that door that leads you back to your physical surroundings, acknowledge that you are safe, you are loved, you are supported, you are unique, you are magnificent. You are the important thread in our universal canvas. You are love, you are peace, and you are wisdom. And remember, you always have this safe space right here to return to any time to help you release, gain clarity and peace. I hope you carry this peaceful, loving and accepting energy with you throughout your day, knowing that you're capable of facing and processing your emotions with grace and compassion. You may now walk out that door, and as you see the door to your subconscious closing behind you, gently bring yourself back to normal consciousness, becoming aware of your fingers and toes, beginning to move them slightly. Take a deep breath in, and when you feel ready, gently open your eyes. You can stretch if you like. I just want you to analyze your being in this moment, and it should feel lighter. If you find yourself to still releasing emotions in the upcoming days, allow yourself to do that. Support yourself just the way you would a child, and know that you're safe and it's okay to experience emotions. It's a part of us through which we understand the world, ourselves, and how we understand each other. So thank you for joining us in this meditation. Please do share your experiences with us. Hope you found this useful and liked our session today. And before we part, I'd just like to tell you that I'm also offering one-on-one sessions, and you can find the link in the description of the show notes for booking a session in my calendar. As for the charges, you pay for what you can afford and what you feel was the value you got out of it. And that's it for today, and we'll be meeting y'all on Friday with an interesting topic. Until then, be happy, be healthy. See y'all.